Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. There is what could be a big story coming out of Kane County tonight. A restaurant called Foxfire in Geneva sued on Friday. Then they said they wanted to stay open despite Governor Pritzker's order. And today a judge issued a temporary restraining order allowing them to stay open. We've got two attorneys for Foxfire on the phone line, Greg Earle and Kevin Nelson. Gentlemen, welcome to both of you.
Good evening.
Okay, let's start with Greg. Tell me what happened in court today.
Hey, Steve, thanks for having us on. What happened today was pretty straightforward. The judge, he upheld our temporary restraining order against the governor in the state of Illinois from enforcing the order, including Pritzker's latest order, forcing bars and restaurants to shut down. So, and he's allowing Foxfire to stay open indefinitely. So we have a larger hearing on the matter.
And so, Greg, will this apply to other restaurants as well?
Currently, the order is only for Foxfire, but we're hoping that maybe we can expand this a little bit.
Kevin, what did the judge say in court?
Yeah, well, actually, just want to echo on what Greg said as well, too. We're both at Foxfire as well, too, and we encourage other people to come out, quite frankly. But what the order is the only restaurant in DuPage and King County that can operate with indoor dining right now at this juncture lawfully is Foxfire. But he, in essence, said that there's executive order number 61 that limits indoor dining in Kane and DuPage. And Judge Bush is his name, Kevin Bush, found that it was void and invalid, and consequently he was not going to enforce it.
Greg, he said it violated the governor's sort of legal argument for it, the Emergency Act didn't apply or didn't extend that far, or what was that?
Yeah, Steve, that's correct. He said that the statute is very clear. It gives the governor 30 days to apply emergency powers, and then it turns over. The legislature has a very specific procedure on how that needs to be applied, and it turns it over to the Illinois Department of Health. And we just argued that the 30 days are over. There was over 250 some days ago, and that this order is void. The judge agreed, and now it's the Illinois Department of Health's turn to turn over, to take over. The state obviously vehemently disagreed with that, and we expect them to appeal pretty quickly.
So, Kevin, could the Department of Health just issue the same order, and then it would be legal?
Partially, but actually in the temporary restraining order today as well, too, he enjoined the Illinois Department of Health and the King County Board of Health from enforcing Governor Pritzker's order in any capacity as well, too. And really what it came down to is there's this thing called the Illinois Public Health Act. And in there, every restaurant, every business is afforded due process. And if you're going to shut them down, you got to give them advance notice, and ultimately the decider of that is a local judge. And in this instance, Judge Kevin Bush stepped up to the plate, so to speak, and said, this local judge has looked at everything, and I'm not going to extend that order to this business.
So what happens next then? The state will appeal and will go to the appellate court, or will the appeal go stay in the circuit court?
Well, yeah, Greg and I have talked about this, and we talked to our partner Fred as well, too. They really have two options. One is up to appeal it, and one is to go for a full hearing in front of Judge Bush. They could take either option. Now, we anticipate them probably to go up at some juncture, but the fact of the matter is the Supreme Court hasn't ruled on this, and the appellate court actually hasn't ruled on this 30-day thing as well, too. So it's really kind of a new area of law.
I think they'd stay away from Bush because Bush seemed to be pretty convinced, according to the quotes I'm reading from him in court.
We would anticipate that too, but we're not in the business of predicting what the state's attorney or the attorney general's office is going to do. But we would expect some version of appeal becoming shortly. Absolutely.
Kevin, let me ask you this. So the governor, we might not like what he's doing, but the governor and Dr. Ezeke, they're doing what they think is best to protect the health of Illinoisans. And I know you're representing your client, but this victory could result in the virus spreading even more.
That's a fair point as well, too. But and really what Judge Bush found and what it came down to is this, is those emergency powers only last for 30 days. And the legislature is actually enacted with the Illinois Public Health Act, a process to remove any business's license, ability to operate indoors or what have you. And it requires a court hearing and a judge deciding that. Now, to be clear, Foxfire has actually abided by all of those mitigation measures. The seats are more than 6 feet apart and everybody's wearing a mask and what have you. But the fact comes down, do they have a right to shut down indoor dining, even if somebody's abiding by those actual measures?
Kevin Nelson and Greg Earle, two attorneys with a big win in Kane County Circuit Court today. I can hear the Foxfire crowd in the background. I'm assuming you're not paying for your nachos tonight.
Well, we haven't gotten the bill yet, but I will certainly protest that and maybe appeal it as well, too.
Gentlemen, it was nice to talk to you, and I look forward to checking in again because I would imagine you're going to be making some news.
Oh, thank you very much. Hopefully. It's a pleasure having you.
All right, let's go to Mary now. She's watching weather and traffic.